Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, January 26th. Happy Resurrection Day. Today, many are traveling back from the women's ministry retreat, so please be in prayer for safe travel. Also, as announcements go, please remember that we have a semi-annual church conference this Thursday at 6 p.m. in the gymnasium. This week, I'm going to read from the English Standard Version, and I'm also going to do our memory verse in the English Standard Version because I think it sounds better or maybe more recognizable in the English Standard Version. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." On this Lord's Day, let us continue our practice of reading from the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Proverbs. First, from Exodus chapter 3, verses 10 through 15. This is in the story of the burning bush. And verse 10 is God speaking to Moses. "Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" He said, "But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." Then Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations.'" It almost seems unfair just to read five of those verses, or six. So go back if you have time to read the rest of Exodus 3 and 4, where Moses and God are having this interchange. And when God tells Moses to go back to Egypt, Moses has all of these objections. First, he's like, "Who am I?" He doubts his qualifications. But as we can see in Moses' story, he was brought up in Pharaoh's household. He knew the Egyptian language and he knew the Hebrew language. He knew the dynamics in each of the cultures. And also, he had been humbled. Remember when he was 40 years old and he killed the Egyptian man? I think for the last 40 years, as he's been on the backside of a mountain being a shepherd, the Lord had been cultivating in him a heart of humility. Then, after he says, "Well, who am I to go?" he also, in this passage we read today, says, "Who are you, Lord?" He wants God to identify himself by his name. And God corrects him and says, "I am who I am." In other words, I am self-existent. I am not derived or contingent on any other being. Each of us is because God declared it. But God wasn't declared by anyone or anything. It blows our minds, I know. This is just a good reminder that God is eternal and he is never changing. If you read on, Moses asks, "Well, what if they don't believe me?" Do you remember what God did for him? He gave him the powers of his staff. The staff became a snake, and Moses would use the staff in the story of the Exodus. Then Moses says, "Oh, I'm not eloquent." And God corrects him by saying, "I am the one who made your tongue." And finally, Moses says, "Please send somebody else." I love talking about this because don't you identify? Don't we just want the Lord to use someone else and not us? Oh, Father, help us to be willing vessels for whatever you have for us today. Our second reading is Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 24. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Our third reading today is Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 17. Make note of the mental image or the metaphor here. Whoever meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a passing dog by the ears. In ancient times, dogs were not as domesticated as they are now. There were some house dogs, I think, but this could be a dangerous endeavor. Even with a house dog, if you grab them by their ears, you're provoking the dog, and this might cause injury. So similarly, getting involved in someone else's disputes can escalate the conflict. So what is the lesson that we learn here today? Sometimes we need to stay in our own lane or mind our own business and avoid unnecessary conflict. Ultimately, we need to have discernment in helping. There are times and places where we do need to get involved in the affairs of others because they need help in overcoming injustice or something that has just gotten them into the pit, whether it be their sin or the circumstances into which they were born. But we need to have wisdom, don't we, on when to help and how to help. And so let us pray today that the Lord would continue to give us a heart of wisdom and a heart ready to serve Him. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for the reminders of your word, that you are present with us and you are self-existent, that yours is the power and the kingdom and the glory, and that you can use anybody, anyone, even those of us who are not eloquent in our tongues. Help us, as the Sermon on the Mount reminds us, to lay up our treasure in heaven, and that when we fast, to do so quietly and in a way that is to honor you and not to get the good graces of those around us. Ultimately, Lord, help us to stay in our own lane and not to involve ourselves in quarrels, to keep our words positive and peaceful, and seeking the good of others and equipping others for the good work that you have for them. Help us to be a people who are encouraging and forgiving. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.